USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin speaking in Jerusalem, commending President Trump for withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal.
We have reimposed sanctions that brought Iran to the negotiating table. We will continue to work closely with Israel and all our allies on a real comprehensive solution.
Another fissure has opened up on Hawaii's Big Island, the 18th so far. John Davidson lives nearby and has been ordered to evacuate.
Sure, when you move to Hawaii, you know that you're going to be signing up for volcanoes like if you move to California, earthquakes, but just don't ever expect it to happen right here. We'll have hope and have faith.
Experts are still waiting for even more violent explosions from the volcano. Lawmakers are considering proposals that would prohibit Massachusetts school districts from denying hot lunches to children who don't have money to pay for them or whose parents have fallen behind on meal plan installments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
President Trump wants Congress to work out how to fund the federal government by August. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
President Trump tweeting that if they don't get it done before the summer break, lawmakers should stay in D.C., adding, quote, wall and border security should be included in the bill. At a rally last month, President Trump threatened to shut down the government if he didn't get more money for the border wall. The president in his tweet also slamming Democrats again for delays in approving hundreds of people he's nominated to serve in his administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
French authorities say the man behind the knife attack in Paris that left one dead and four wounded had been on the police radar for radicalism. He was shot and killed by police. Buckingham Palace has released the so-called Instrument of Consent, the Queen's formal approval of Prince Harry tying the knot with Meghan Markle. The palace is also asking for charity donations in lieu of presents.
It's a similar thing to what William and Kate did. They also asked people to make donations to charities that they chose.
Royal expert Roy Anika. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Another foodborne illness outbreak is getting bigger. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
You've probably heard about the romaine lettuce scare. Well, now a salmonella outbreak linked to eggs is spreading, according to federal health officials who say 35 people in multiple states are ill, at least 11 hospitalized with complications. The number of salmonella cases a dozen more since the first recall notice was issued a month ago for eggs from Roseacre Farms that were sold in Colorado, Florida, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. About 207 million eggs were recalled because of the outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The oldest person alive in the United States is 113-year-old Leslie Brown of suburban Cleveland. That follows the death of a 114-year-old Pennsylvania woman. Brown's daughter says her mom spends most of her time sleeping. No one had ever won five of the first 12 races in NASCAR's top series until now. Kevin Harvick surged past Martin Truex Jr. with one lap to go last night at Kansas Speedway, winning for the fifth time in what's turned out to be a record-setting start to the year.
I haven't been that excited to win a race all year, but when you win them like that, those are the moments that you drive the car and watch the car and work on the teams. Those are the moments that you live for right there.
His total matches a career high for Harvick, who still has 24 more chances to win a few more Monster Energy Cup Series races. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.